T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome into the program man who covers the Braves for us, Joe Patrick, who joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Joe.
Joe.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Joe, realistically, you know, Dallas Keuchel's only had 2 starts in the minors. What can we expect from him tonight?
Yeah, you know, Hugh, I'm kind of with you on this one. I'm not expecting too much. I'm not expecting him to come in and pitch the lights out. You know, I think that if you get some innings from him, you get him to eat up some innings, that's basically what you want. It'll be really interesting for myself and the rest of, you know, Braves fans to just kind of have a chance to evaluate his stuff, what he's bringing to the table. Fortunately, he's not a guy who needs to be throwing in the, you know, mid to upper 90s to get his game going. That's not the kind of pitcher he is. So I think that helps, and that works to his advantage to, you know, be able to get him up to speed quicker. But I don't think that, you know, fans really need to be expecting him to be coming in, obviously, at full form. He needs to be hitting his stride, you know, when this team hits the later end of the regular season and postseason. That's when they really need Dallas Keuchel to be fully going. Now, of course, he'll be obviously want to be up to speed well before then. But I don't think in this start you're going to be, you know, expecting to see the Dallas Keuchel you expect to see toward the end of the season. You just want to see him get into his start, get a good routine going, and hopefully get a win for the Braves.
Now we're talking with Joe Patrick, and of course, the impact that Dallas Keuchel is going to have on this team, if it all works out like the Braves are expecting, is going to be far more than just wins, losses, ERAs, and strikeout ratios and whatnot. It's going to be on that young staff, Joe. It's going to be on Max Fried. It's going to be on Mike Soroka. It's going to be on Mike Fulton-Nevich, and it's going to be how he helps those guys down the stretch run of a playoff chase again, and possibly into the playoffs, and what kind of a, you know, an impact he can have in terms of, you know, showing him the World Series ring and what it means and how you have to handle yourself in that kind of a situation.
Yeah, you're totally right. And right now, that guy for this Braves staff is Julio Teheran. And Teheran's just not a guy who has those same experiences like you just mentioned with Dallas Keuchel. And then obviously with Teheran, you know, he speaks good English now, and that's not really so much of an issue anymore. But, I mean, there is that sort of barrier when you have these young pitchers. They may be a little bit more, you know, tentative to go up to Julio and want to ask his advice on certain things. Maybe Dallas Keuchel is more approachable in that sense. So I think he does offer a lot in terms of not just his pitching ability, but obviously how he can help this team off the mound as well. It's something we've talked about with these catchers, Tyler Flowers and Brian McCann all year, is not only are they helping this team in the batter's box, what they're doing productivity-wise at the plate, but also, you know, with the way that they help this young pitching staff in ways that aren't necessarily as evident, you know, whenever these guys are making starts.
You know, Joe, getting back to the Nationals a little bit, I know they didn't have the kind of start that we thought that they were going to have this season, upcoming season. But, you know, going up there, should we look at them as a legit threat?
Yeah, I mean, I think they should be looked at as every much the threat that the Philadelphia Phillies are at this point. I think the Nationals have obviously just suffered from a really bad rash of injuries early in the season, and I think we're finally starting to see them kind of, you know, starting to catch up, starting to refine their place in this division. And, you know, it's funny, I was just looking at something on Twitter that had all the predictions from all of, you know, I think like Major League Baseball, the MLB Network people who had made their preseason predictions, and it was overwhelmingly the choice to win the division was the Nationals. And then there were a few Phillies and no one else. It was only Nationals and Phillies in there as the division winners of the NL East. So, yeah, I mean, this is a team that has a lot of talent. They can make a charge. They've got a lot of, obviously, pitching talent, starting pitching talent, which can be huge for them to make a run. So, yeah, I think that they're every bit still a contender for, you know, that could challenge the Braves in the division, but at the very least challenge for a wild card spot.
Talking with Joe Patrick, who covers the Braves for us on Sports Radio 92 on the game. You know, the Braves enter this period, you know, with Gausman and plantar fasciitis, and we don't know when he's going to be back. And I guess we have to kind of think, Joe, a little bit that what Gausman was going through and the fact that he wasn't pitching very well had to do maybe with that with that foot injury, and you know, you could imagine how a foot injury, especially that severe foot injury, that would affect your ability to throw the baseball. And also without Sean Newcomb, who's in concussion protocol. So Keuchel comes in, it turns out, not only you know beneficial time, but the exact right time when the Braves need to have a veteran step into a role and not just bring up another youngster.
Yeah, you know, that Gosman injury was I don't know what to think of it, to be honest. It seems more like a phantom injury to me than anything else, because we talked to him in the clubhouse after his last start before they announced the injury, and he said he felt great out there. So yeah, I don't know exactly what's going on with the foot, if there's actually something significant there or not, but regardless, like you said, I mean, Dallas Keuchel, I think he's stepping into a situation that maybe he wouldn't have been if there weren't so many issues surrounding the starting rotation right now. But like you said, with Sean Newcomb getting hit by that ball, of course, just completely random luck, it kind of, you know, that speeds up the process to get a guy like Keuchel ready to go. But, you know, he's a veteran. He's been there. He's done this sort of thing, and I think he'll be able to kind of manage. I think the Braves probably would have liked him to make one more minor league start, but, you know, I think they trust him to be able to manage his way around a start tonight.
You know, one of the great things about this lineup is, you know, not only is it potent through and through, but, you know, guys get hot at different times. Riley gets hot, and then he cools, and Acuna gets hot, and then Freddie gets hot, then Ozzie gets hot, and now it's Josh Donaldson's turn to be in fuego here. You know, you see him raking like he's raking, and you got to believe if Josh Donaldson is rounding into form, that's going to bode very well for the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, you know, he'd kind of started to come under some more heavier criticism before this 10-game homestand. Then he comes out and answers it with 6 home runs over the 10 games. So very impressive from him. And I think when you look at this Braves offense, you know, you hear a lot about how, you know, this is kind of unsustainable productivity, right? And that's correct. It is. Like, this is kind of the Braves offense right now is doing historic things because you have so many guys who are hot right now. But I would just I kind of think that, you know, when you look at it, when things aren't necessarily going this way, you still have Austin Riley, Freddie Freeman, Ronald Acuna, Josh Donaldson, all guys who have proven that they can kind of carry a lineup if their bat gets hot. And so for that reason, I think that, you know, the Braves, they're not going to ever be cold for very long at the plate. Because there's just too many weapons there that can possibly heat up at any given moment that I don't think that you're going to see them all go cold at the same time. So I think that, you know, the Braves are in very good situation offensively at the plate. So obviously, they're not going to keep up this kind of production, but I don't think they're going to go cold really at any point this season.
You know, when I think of a situation like the one that Josh Donaldson is, I think about using the coined phrase bang for your buck. Have we gotten our bang for our buck when it comes to Josh Donaldson so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, before this breakout, you could make the argument as to whether they were or not, and I think that all these things are marginal. You know, when you talk about if you're getting the value for the money spent, you kind of have to think about, you know, the way that the wages go in baseball or any other sport. You know, you have to pay an incrementally, you know, or exponentially more amount to get the highest quality available. Mm-hmm. And that's what Josh Donaldson was. So you're always going to kind of overpay, quote unquote, for those top tier guys. But I think right now what we're seeing from Josh Donaldson is that top tier talent. He's talked about in his swing how he just has a lot of moving parts. He kind of has an abnormal swing. And sometimes it just has taken him a while for, one, his body to feel ready to be able to produce that swing regularly, and then obviously to get the mechanisms in place for it to be running smoothly. But I think now we're kind of starting to see it. He's been hitting the ball hard, really, all year. It's never been so much about that. It's been about, for him, he's been worried about his launch angle, getting that ball hit hard and up in the air so that it's traveling and has the best opportunity to either go out of the ballpark or land in for a hit or extra bases. So, you know, I think we're starting to see the best of him. And if he gets going, you know, if he kind of keeps up what he's been doing recently, obviously he's not going to keep up at this pace. But, you know, if he can be the guy that we kind of thought he was going to be heading into the season, I think, you know, again, it really changes this Braves lineup. It makes it super, super dangerous.
We're talking with Joe Patrick, who covers the Braves for us at 92.9 The Game. Braves open a 10-game homestand at Washington tonight. Great pitching matchup. Dallas Keuchel in his debut against Steven Strasburg. And the Braves have had some success against Strasburg. He's only 12-11 against the Braves all time. So we'll see what the Braves can do. But as Hugh was mentioning, a couple of things Hugh said that are worth kind of reiterating, Joe. One is Washington comes in hot. And the other thing he was talking about is, you know, defending the home your home ballpark, which the Braves did finally at this 10-game homestand. And now they have an opportunity to go back on the road where, ironically, they were more comfortable this season. And this 10-game road trip was, you know, something where we, with all these games against the East, they have a chance to really kind of put a dent in this division. They could come back home to face the Phillies and be in, you know, second half of the season and in pretty darn good shape.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this is a very, very crucial part of the schedule for the Braves. I mean, they entered this period, I think, having planned to play 19 out of 22 games before the All-Star break against division opponents. They won 4 of 6 of those games that they played in the homestand against the Phillies and the Mets, of course, winning 2 out of 3 in each of those series. So they still have 12 games against NL East opponents left before they hit the All-Star game, and those 12 games are a 3-game series with everybody else in the division. So they'll play the Phillies again and the Mets again before we hit the All-Star break. So, yeah, a very important part of the Braves' schedule. But, hey, it's fortunate for the Braves that they're probably hitting their best momentum of the season so far. Obviously, 8-2 over that 10-game homestand. So, yeah, very, very exciting games ahead. And I think you have to give credit to the Braves, obviously, in these rubber games, in these 3-game series when it's 1-1. The Braves are 7-2 in those games, and they're undefeated in those games at SunTrust. So for as much as the record has kind of been this season at SunTrust, maybe not so good until this 10-game homestand, got to give them credit for that.
Hey, Joe, always appreciate your insight. Thanks very much for
you're the man, Joe.
Bringing it to us this morning.
Love it, guys. Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.